I can almost see the lights of home. Final movement, A Kentuckian in Rome.
That was one heck of a trip. Well, see, I used to read all the history books I could on. Oh, I'd get so wrapped up when I was reading about the chariot races. Yeah. I could sit for hours at a time and just forget I was even alive. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd just get completely carried away with it. I can still do that with a good book. But I always said, you know, in my head, some of these days I'll go there. I want to see this. You know, I'd read about the places, you know, the buildings and a lot of other things, the religious people that had been prosecuted there. And it was one of them places. Now, I've read a lot about Canada, but Canada don't appeal to me like Italy did. Mm-hmm. That was one place I always wanted to see.
You know, it's always hard in an interview
to go to the Colosseum
to get people to.
They didn't have chariot races.
Tell you things that they know you know.
The buildings, the whole thing.
An interview,
you know,
is really something where you discover things.
And them old churches that you all took me to.
I couldn't get Annie, for instance, to tell me about coming to Rome.
And you keep pushing her.
Yes.
You can see it a number of times. You keep pushing her to tell me this. Remember when we first met?
Yes.
And she just sort of brushes it off and moves to something else.
I knew someday
because, of course,
I'd go there,
we know this. She's not going to tell me the story again.
I've never been on her.
You should hear her tell other people.
And when you call that day,
you know, in fact, this is one interview technique. You get another listener.
But when you call that day, my mouth kicked in before my brain had a chance to function.
I remember that.
You see, basically,
yes.
I'll go.
Well, there are two levels.
And then I got off the phone and I told Jester,
I said, I must be out of my
Maybe you can mind.
Ask
and
me
he
about
said,
it.
Why? I said, I just accepted the trip to Italy.
Me.
And I know I have to fly.
But
it was just a fantastic trip. And about another hour, we got up on top of the Spanish stairs down there. And we got started singing Rocky Top, going around, walking down through there after we caught our breath on top of them stairs. And Randy told me, he said, you're embarrassing me to death. I said, I ain't the only one singing, they are too, you know.
So you were singing Rocky Top, Tennessee on top of the Spanish Steps.
Right. But, you know, everybody seemed to enjoy it. Yeah. That whole park up there, you know, where the people was at, everybody seemed to enjoy it. The worst experience I had was that palm tree.
I think we've got some nice connections that we can make.
There's a lot in the States.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else you think we should add at this point? Or?
I can't think of that.
History of my own country or any other. I don't remember whether you had mine in your country or not.
Not so much.
That's probably the reason why.
Not a real big mine in the country.
I would like to visit that country. You know,
it's awful pretty.
Folks, if I ever come to it through the movies or somebody had an old send me a postcard, you know.
I will. I'll send you a postcard.
You have been listening to I Can Almost See the Lights of Home, a field trip to Harlan County, Kentucky. This essay in sound was written by Charles Hardy and Alessandro Portelli, based on interviews recorded in October 1996 by Alessandro Portelli. Charles Hardy produced and engineered the essay, which was supported by the Columbia University Oral History Research Office, the Westchester University Faculty Development Program, the English Department of the University of Rome La Sapienza, and a grant from the Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education. The voices you have heard are those of Annie Chester and D.D. Napier, Liddy Surgener, Hiram and Junior Day, Becky Ruth Bray, William and Omi Gent, Gladys Hoskins, Loyal Wagner, and John Robinette. Original songs written and performed by Arthur Johnson and Becky Ruth Bray. Special thanks to Annie Napier, Ron Grayley, Mary Marshall Clark, Steve Rowland, and the participants of the 1996 Oral History Research Office Summer Institute.
Well, is there something I should have asked you about and I haven't asked, something that you think I ought to know?
I think of 100 things probably after you left.
Yeah, that's
pretty well.
That's the way it always goes.
But can give you an invitation to when you do come back in again. Hopefully be in the summer and we're in fear we teach them. And if you like, we'll go over where we're farmed at there and see some of the old houses.
Across the pond. Well, I'm around, so we'll be back soon. Yeah, come back and see us. If we don't get to see you no more, you know.
We'll see you next time.
I don't know if they don't
change
clothes or don't like you.
All right. They come and enjoy all that food.
Bye.
Look,